It was a windy day in Toronto, but were they the winds of change blowing through? Something needs to give for a Raptors team caught in a storm of mediocrity. A top-of-the-table battle awaits with the Eastern Conference on the line. It's time to set things right.
You can talk all you want about shots made, this, that, the other thing. You got to get up into people, just like the Celtics got in your grill Saturday night, and in the fourth quarter physically beat the heck out of you. Do you want it or not? That's it. That's your speech. I don't want to hear anything but that.
Jabs goes to the baseline, reverse layup, up and in, and he pounds his chest with both fists, and he mouths, I'm a problem.
I think that L on me tonight.
On the drive, Van Vliet kicks it to a cutting DeRozan, who lays it up and in.
I got the utmost faith and confidence that, you know, it's going to be okay.
They have a chance tonight with a win to wrap up the number one seed in the East. And I love that this team, and Dwayne Casey in particular, have made no bones about the fact that they want it.
It's time for BMO Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
There are a lot of questions about what this Raptors team is all about. When they get pushed, are they able and willing to push back? Tonight, a massive test as the 53-24 Boston Celtics roll into town, just two games back of the 55-22 Toronto Raptors. Tonight's game will most likely decide who wins the Eastern Conference. Are the Raptors up for it after a disappointing loss, to say the least, last night in Cleveland? This is BMO Raptors Basketball. I am Gareth Wheeler, alongside Dwayne Sweets Watson, high up top inside the Air Canada Center. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton will have your game call in a few moments' time. There's a lot of outside noise, a lot of critics hitting out at the Toronto Raptors, and some very valid questions being asked. Dwayne, though, when you get down to it, tonight's about the Celtics and the Raptors, and win at all costs. That's what matters most to this Raptors team here tonight.
If I'm Coach Casey, I mean, we played a bit of the sound. You heard in the intro what our colleague Jack Armstrong said. Do you want it or not? I play that audio in the locker room before the game, and that's the question you ask. That's the question you pose. Are you going to let this team come in here after beating you the night into your home court and possibly steal first place from you? Or are you going to play with pride and play the team you know you can be and play the team that you've been all season and show everyone and prove them wrong?
Because that's what it's all about. And the word that Jack Armstrong used on last night's television broadcast was sweat equity. Yep. Are you willing to want it more than the next guy?
Yep.
Look, focus has been an issue. Defense, certainly an issue. The effort. You can go down the list of problems that have plagued this Raptors team. Let's be honest, though, Dwayne. Only over the last 2.5 weeks or so. Before that, let the good times roll. It seemed like this team was untouchable in the Eastern Conference, but they've come back down to earth, and it's the lack of response that has really puzzled a lot of people.
Yeah, and especially we talked about, as I'm looking at Marcus Morris' take shots, who we saw him in the fourth quarter against the Raptors, and he's a Philly guy. Kyle Lowry's a Philly guy. We talk about, and Philly has a reputation for tough, hard-nosed guys not backing down. Kyle Lowry showed he's the toughest guy in Philly on the court tonight, and that's the kind of response this team needs to show.
Well, and he may not care what other people have to say about him, but a lot of critics hit out after Kyle Lowry made the trip to San Antonio to cheer on his Villanova Wildcats, his alma mater, to an NCAA men's basketball tournament victory. He's been criticized about making that trip, not necessarily for going, but the lack of response last night.
Yep.
That's what was problematic, being outscored by Jose Calderon 19-5 in what was a 6-point loss where the scoreline flattered the Raps.
And I'm expecting Kyle to bounce back and show us the player that he can be. And I think, you know, he's picked his spots only because his team has been so good where he didn't have to go and have a standout game, whether it's knocking down big threes, making stops, getting a double digits in assists. I think tonight is going to be a game where you're going to see Kyle Lowry show all the tools he has at his disposal and lead his team to victory. I mean, he's a guy, a prideful guy. There was a criticism about the NCAA game. He didn't rise up. He's not going to be stopped 3 times in a row.
Well, the problem is that on Saturday night, when the Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors courtesy of a 28-15 fourth quarter advantage, that Kyle Lowry struggled in that ball game as well.
Yep.
He did score 11 points, but he was 4 of 13 from the field, 2 of 10 from distance. So it's not as if he was coming off a really good game before going to San Antonio to begin with.
Agreed.
It's time that we see a playoff lookalike. See a Kyle Lowry you can expect to see hit the ground running come playoff time.
Yeah, I mean, this team also hasn't lost 3 games in a row all season. I don't think it's going to happen today. And that's what I was referring to. Kyle's had 2 poor games in a row. And, of course, the criticism. ESPN's in the house. The Raptors have to get back into playoffs form. That's the most important thing, more than any other distraction that you have there. And, again, they're at home court. I don't see Kyle Lowry not stepping up today.
They are 31-7 on home court. That is the best home record in the Eastern Conference. The only one team in the NBA is a better home court record than the Toronto Raptors, and that is the Houston Rockets. So that plays into their advantage, as does the fact that the Raptors aren't the only team here tonight playing on the tail end of a back-to-back. The Boston Celtics played and lost in Milwaukee last night, giving Raptors still that 2-game cushion between them and the Celtics. And Al Horford, a guy that his minutes have been managed over the course of the season.
Yep.
He played 36 minutes last night. They do get point guard scary Terry Rozier back, but this is a team that wasn't settled in their hotel until 3 a.m. last night. That will play a role in this. It's kind of like everything is being evened out based upon the fact that both teams are playing back-to-backs.
Yeah, and I think you looked at it. I'm not saying that Boston doesn't want it, but they've kind of been in second place, kind of coasting, nursing their guys back to health, getting ready for the playoffs and preparing and playing well, getting the young guys minutes and experience, which is needed. So I think that the emphasis on the victory, who wants it more, I got to believe the Raptors want it more, need it more, and they're going to exhibit that tonight.
There's only so much you can break down. Yes,
yeah.
They need to play better in the fourth quarter. Their defensive approach needs to be better to match a very good defensive team. But one thing, Dwayne, this has been a late-arriving crowd tonight. We've felt some games this year where there's been this buzz in the building, like a big game atmosphere. This doesn't have this yet. I think a lot of Raptors fans coming in here tonight, you're listening on your radio, you're watching it on your TV, a little bit of skepticism has come into the mindset of Raptors fans. I think that a game like tonight and a W could set things right and create the some positive vibes around this team as they embark on this final week of the regular season.
I totally agree with you, but I also got to throw something at you, though, that this Raptors team is this, they're a bit of a later rivals too. They just tend to, in the second half, they tend to really lock down in the fourth quarter, shut down teams. So I think the Toronto fans, I'm hoping they're just savvy enough knowing that, hey, the first half is going to be whatever, but the second half is going to happen. But you're right. This is setting up the tone for how we've heard the ACC during playoff time. This is setting the tone for that feel, and this is a playoff kind of matchup, and the ACC has to rise to
it. It was a big week. It was being billed as a big week for the Raptors. I called it the LeBron sandwich.
Yep.
Celtics, LeBron, Celtics.
Not tasting that good right
now. 0-2 thus far. No, I'm having digestion problems right now.
Yep.
So what above everything else are you looking to and from this Raptors team tonight to turn this thing around, to pick up 1 out of 3?
Well, I know we talked about the starts. I just mentioned how they're slow starters, but I'm really looking at the defense, and like I said, I'm cool with the shots not dropping, but I want to see the rotations. I want to see them tight. I want to see them crisp. I want to see them challenging shots. I want to see them closing out. I want to see rebounds. I want to see all those things. I want to see the defensive focus and approach from this team from the jump. That's okay if the offense is slow. They're going to pick it up in the second half, but I want whoever steps on the floor to take pride in their position and play their position in the fullest.
Right. Energy, pride, passion, focus,
execution.
I'm throwing them all out on the table.
Exactly.
And I want to see a little bit from column A, B, C, D, E, and maybe even an F here tonight. Raptors, Celtics about to get underway. We're going to be back at halftime. I cannot wait for this one. A telling game ahead for your Toronto Raptors. Let's go down courtside to the play-by-play team calling tonight's game. Here is the great Paul Jones alongside Sherman Hamilton. Gentlemen.
Wow. How do you follow that?
You just need to sign off right
now.
Yeah,
I know. You just set me up for failure. But in spite of it, in the words of Michael Jordan, you only miss the shots you don't take. So Sherman and I will
chuck it up.
We'll chuck and duck. We'll tee it up. It's time for the starters. Let's get to the men from Beantown.
Florida, 6'10 forward, number 42, Al Horford. From Duke, the 6'8 forward at number 0, Jason Tatum. Out of Washington State, a 6'10 center, number 46, is Aaron Baines. From California, 6'7 guard, number 7, Jaylen Brown. And out of Louisville, a 6-foot guard, number 12, is Terry Rozier III. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Boston Celtics is Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens and the Celtics coming in here 2 games behind the Raptors. Brad Stevens, 219 up, 186 down as head coach of the Seas. A 5-year contract under his belt, and Danny Ainge let him do his thing. No question about that. The lights are down, and Sherm, this does have a little bit of a, well, a playoff feel to it. I say the winner of this game probably gets first place in the East. I mean, Boston charging Toronto down. Raptors trying to right the ship if they can right it tonight, and they have never lost 3 games in a row this season. That might be the impetus for finishing first overall in the East.
Well, I would agree with that, and also I'd say that when you're talking about the top two teams in the Eastern Conference going at it right now, it's going to determine a lot in terms of if these two teams meet again. I mean, you play the same team within 5-6 days, all of a sudden now you've got a situation where the scouting reports are tight, you know, the understanding of what they like to do in crunch situations are right there because you only had one game in between. So I expect it to be a very good battle, both teams coming off of a back-to-back, so it's going to be interesting which team has the consistent energy from a depth perspective to get the job done late in this game.
Raptors and Celtics, Toronto on the second night of back-to-back, 7-5, Boston 8-4. It's time for the starters. Here are the Raptors.
Wearing number 7, let's hear it for Kyle Lowry. And he is your 4-time NBA All-Star, Mr. I Am Toronto. They call him DeRozan. Head coach of your Toronto Raptors is DC, Dwayne Casey.
All right, starting lineups, the Raptors starting lineup brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealer. Winter is the perfect time to get cozy, so cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, as always, confidence in motion. Brian Forte, Dedrick Taylor, and Ed Malloy are your officials tonight. Big, big matchup between the Raptors and the Celtics. Game 78 and first place still hanging in the balance, Mr. Hamilton.
It's going to be interesting to see the intensity level of this game, to see how the Raptors bounce back from a very interesting scenario last night in Cleveland where they didn't look like they had it against an elite team, and the Boston Celtics losing to a team that's scrapping for their playoff lives in the Milwaukee Bucks last night. So it's all about hunger, determination, who wants it more. And the Boston Celtics very happy to get Terry Rozier back in the lineup for this one.
So the Celtics take the court in those green uniforms that have stood the test of time. Green, Kelly green and white. And the Raptors in the home white with the red trimming. Valanciunas banging people on his way to the scorer's table and into the center circle. It'll be JV and Aaron Baines to tip it off. Raptors set to go. Own one of the best home records in the NBA at 31-7. Have not lost 3 games in a row all year. Ed Malloy up with the ball. We are underway. Toronto wins the tip and they'll get it in the fourth quarter. Boston in the second and third. Raptors coming right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. Sherm, interesting, the Celtics wanting their defense in front of them to start.
And that makes sense. You want to get an early start against the team on the road, and that makes sense that Brad Stevens wants his defense in front of him.
Well, they get the stop there. DeRozan missing a corner three. Back comes Rozier. Celtics in the green, moving left to right. Baines off to Horford. Far side left wing on the drive against DeRozan. Into the lane. Fallaway jumper no good. Rebound Lowry. Hustles it up the middle of the floor. Celtics back. Lowry crosses over into the lane. Kick out. Ibaka to Anunoby. Back to Ibaka. Three ball in the air. No good. Rebound. Valanciunas takes it away from Baines. JV on the bounce. Drives into the middle. Gets to the hoop. The running hook. Up and in. Valanciunas gets the DIY, the do-it-yourself kid out, and makes it 2-0 Toronto.
I like the patience. Offensive rebound. Didn't rush it. Allowed everything to settle down and then devised a game plan to attack.
Jaylen Brown shot blocked with a rear view challenge from DeMar DeRozan. 10:40 first quarter. Raptors up 2-0. DeRozan on the bounce. Behind the back. Valanciunas three in the air. Back rim no good. Rebound Jason Tatum. The rookie out of Duke brings it front court against another rookie out of Indiana, Anunoby. Rozier into the lane. Jump stop. Now kicks it out to Tatum. Back to Rozier against Ibaka. Drives into the lane. Floats it up and in. Terry Rozier ties the game at two.
Just a nice move on Serge Ibaka. Serge goes for the three-point shot. And Rozier does a good job scooping it under Jonas Valanciunas with the right hand.
DeRozan in the lane. Kick out Ibaka. Bobbles the pass far side right wing. He's above the arc. Now kicks it to Lowry between the rings. To DeRozan, left side near wing. Drives, gets a switch on Tatum. Has it knocked away. Three on the shot clock to a cutting Ibaka. Raptors can't handle it. Ibaka gets the shot up, but they say no, it's a shot clock violation. So turn it over and give it to the Celtics.
Unfortunate for the Raptors right there. DeMar DeRozan, after bobbling that ball, trying to post up Jason Tatum, found a cutting Serge Ibaka that if he could have collected it, he would have had a point-blank shot at the rim, but he bobbled it, unable to gather it in time. Shot clock violation.
Baines up top. On the bounce. Gets it to Horford. Straight away. Now works right elbow near side. Underneath the Baines, and Ibaka slaps it out of bounds.
He allowed Aaron Baines to get that deep post position, but just played the ball on the release. Didn't allow Aaron Baines to really get to his body as he tried to shoot it. Created the space that a shot blocker needs, able to block that shot cleanly out of bounds.
So the Raptors and Celtics tied at two. Tatum jumper near side, right wing, no good. Standing rebound to Serge Ibaka.
Good contest by OG Anunoby on that Tatum jump shot.
9:20 first quarter, we're tied at two. DeRozan into the lane, kick to Lowry, to Valanciunas, short corner jumper, back rim, no good, from 12 feet, left side near wing. Back comes Boston. And Lowry takes the foul. They went for the dribble handoff on Tatum. From Horford to Tatum, and chasing the ball, Lowry reached in and took the foul.
Well, I like the fact that, as we saw last night, the Raptors trying to showcase Jonas Valanciunas. The issue is that Jonas Valanciunas has to make sure Aaron Baines exerts some energy. Last meeting, Aaron Baines got off to a quick offensive start.
Horford down low, pushed by Anunoby, and they've got the foul on Toronto. That is team foul number two on Toronto. Boston yet to commit a team foul. 8:59, first quarter, we're tied at two. Sherm, this has the makings of an old-time Eastern Conference 80s game.
Well, you're right, and that's not what the Raptors want. They want to put some points on the board and create some tempo in this game.
Horford drives on Anunoby, puts it up, no good. Foul on OG on the reach, and that's two on the youngster as Horford got the ball, as you said, Sherm, with deep post position and went to work.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the Raptors don't want to see. Al Horford, in the meeting against the Raptors a few days ago, did exactly that when he got DeMar DeRozan switched onto him. If a CJ Miles switched onto him, he did a good job of punishing that matchup with tough physical low box play. Al Horford's a vet.
Yeah.
He knows how to play. He understands how to create that contact. He uses those elbows just enough to create some room without getting called for the offensive foul. And he's very crafty in terms of jabs, fakes, and making sure he gets that shot fake going on you. A very, very good player. And if the Raptors are going to switch, you got to physically be tough against him and your help side has to be on high alert.
Well, you don't need Ananobi in foul trouble, especially when Boston decides to go long and athletic on the perimeter. DeRozan jumper in and out straight away from 15 feet. 4-2 Boston after the Horford free throws. They lead it coming front court left to right. Rozier, far side, pull up jumper, no good. Rebound knocked away. Rozier in there to get it, but his pass out from the baseline stolen by DeRozan. 8:20 first quarter, 4-2 Boston Raptors had the 2-0 lead. DeRozan on Horford, pull up jumper, good. It's a three in the near corner in front of the Boston bench in the bottom of the well. It's 5-4 Toronto.
Well, they got the switch, and Horford gapping DeMar DeRozan, giving him some space because of the quickness difference. DeMar raises up and knocks down that shot.
Tatum into the corner. Jaylen Brown, three ball, got it right back. Boston up 7-5 on the Jaylen Brown triple.
And he had a few words for DeMar DeRozan. Very interesting. Now it's personal.
Yep, DeMar, drive, shoulder shake, into the lane, kick out Valanciunas to Lowry. A deep three by Kyle, no good. Long rebound out to Valanciunas. Back to Lowry. Kyle drives right to Valanciunas in the lane, gathers, lays it up, no good, no foul called. Here comes Jason Tatum. On the run, Tatum drives into Lowry, lays it up and in. Boston up 9-5.
Just too easy in transition. The Raptors not getting back and able to close that paint up, and Tatum able to get all the way to the rim. Got to communicate, got to get back.
Ibaka straight away. Raptors down 9-5, 7 minutes first quarter. Ball deflected into the backcourt. Lowry picks it up. Shot clock at 8. Lowry to Ibaka. Top of the lane. Jumper good. Serge punches it down straight away from 20 feet. 9-7 Boston.
Little pick and roll action. Kyle Lowry gets a nice rub from Serge Ibaka, and Serge just floats into the free throw line area for that 15-foot jump shot over Rozier.
Norman Powell will check in at the next dead ball. Tatum into the lane, tries to jam it on Valanciunas, and JV says no sir. DeRozan brings it front court on the drive, and they got the foul on Jaylen Brown. Got his left forearm up underneath Valanciunas' chin, and Kyle Lowry says, why don't you review that? A blow to the head.
It definitely looked like there was a little chin music in that blow for Jonas Valanciunas. Be interesting if the officials decide to take a look at some point.
And Nick Nurse is saying, hey man, he got our guy in the chin. So it won't be reviewed and we'll take a timeout. 6:31 to go, first quarter, 9-7 Boston. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Steve Eliopoulos here courtside. Upstairs, Derek Wheeler, Dwayne Watson, you'll hear from them. Along with Josh Lewenberg at halftime, Sean Lavery spinning the dials up there, and back at Raptors Central, keeping it all on the road, J.P. Ricciuto and Keith Bauer. Reminder to start your day with Landsberg in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the night that was for your Toronto Raptors. Well, they haven't lost three in a row. Let's see if they can keep it going tonight, Sherm, with that streak. And right now, both teams may be showing the impact of the back-to-back shooting percentages by two good defensive teams, very low. Toronto, 3 of 10. Boston, 3 of 9.
And you think about the impact of playing this team again and what it can do for the psyche of each squad. I mean, if Boston's able to knock the Raptors off, there's an air of confidence. They're doing it without Kyrie Irving. If the Raptors are able to get this one against Boston, number one, they stop the losing streak, but also they find some rhythm. They find some confidence again because they struggled last night in Cleveland. The game before in Boston had a very, very bad fourth quarter. Can they clean it all up tonight?
DeRozan up top to Lowry. Underneath to Valanciunas, drives on Baines. Fall away jumper, got it in the lane. JV with a tough move, ties the game at 9.
A couple of touches with the back and the shoulder of Jonas Valanciunas into the chest of Aaron Baines to create a little space, and he goes to that little fadeaway in the lane.
6 minutes to go. Jaylen Brown drives, lefty layup up and in. Man, tough shot by Jaylen Brown driving the lane. Boston restores its two-point lead at 11-9. 5:50 first quarter. Valanciunas to DeRozan on Jaylen Brown. Kicks it to Ibaka. Serge on the drive. Cut off by Semi Ojeleye. They get it to Lowry. who knocks a three in the bottom of the well. Toronto up 12-11.
Good little screen by Serge Ibaka. Kyle does a good job of stopping behind the screen. Rozier has very little chance at contesting that three.
Jaylen Brown, near side, right wing, raises up for a three. No good. Rebound to Lowry. 5:20 first quarter, Toronto by one. Lowry in a dead sprint, up court. Kick to Valanciunas, three in the air, no good. Rebound, Lowry fighting with Rozier. Rozier has it. Front court, Rozier on the bounce, into the lane. 20-foot pull-up, no good. Rebound to Norman Powell in the game for OG Anunoby. Powell drives left, into the lane. Kick to Lowry, underneath to Valanciunas on Baines. JB on the bounce, kick out Lowry, swing. Ibaka, three in the air, no good. Rebound, run down by Rozier. Serge missing badly on a pretty good look.
A very good look and good ball movement from the Raptors. You expect more in that time, not able to get it.
Underneath, Baines misses the jumper. Here comes Toronto. 4:37 first quarter. Toronto up 12-11. Lowry on the dribble. Kick out Ibaka. Drives on Morris. Jump hook up, no good. Rebound, Lowry down low. Puts it up, no good. Rebound to Baines. Here comes Morris up the far side, left wing. On the bounce, left hand against Ibaka. Now takes it out top. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Jumper by Morris from 20 feet straight away is good.
And again, Morris had a very good game against the Raptors. He's physical, and that time knocking down an 18-foot jump shot. If you're the Raptors, you have to match his physicality. He's guarding Serge Ibaka. You want to play aggressive offensively and make him have to work.
Valanciunas up fake, drive on Baines, puts it up, no good. Man, sure looked like Baines impeded his progress after the up fake. Drive into the lane. They got an offensive foul on Jaylen Brown, running over Kyle Lowry, the NBA leader in total charges taken.
That's what he does, and did a great job of really just closing up the lane as Norm Powell and Serge Ibaka were on the right and left hand of Jaylen Brown in pursuit. Kyle takes the middle and just gets enough of his chest in the way to get that charging call. But as you said, the best in the league at doing it, and Kyle has a knack for putting his body on the line and drawing those charges.
Lowry brings it front court. 3:40 first quarter, 13-12 Boston, a low-scoring, grinding affair at present. DeRozan up fake, gets it to Lowry, back to DeRozan on Semi Ojeleye. Turnaround fall away by DeMar, good, straight through, took the youngster to school. Toronto up 14-13.
And Ojeleye is not a small dude in terms of physical girth. DeMar has the height advantage that time, as you said, a little dream shake, able to knock that shot down over the top.
3:10 first quarter, 14-13 Toronto. Greg Monroe in the lane off the Rozier penetration, gets it down. 15-14 Celtics. We tick toward 3 minutes, first quarter. Lowry in the lane to Poeltl. Off the leg of a Celtic, it goes right to Jaylen Brown. Brings it front court. Now to Marcus Morris. On the bounce, Morris backs out against Poeltl. Drives right into the lane, the running hook up and in. And Sherm, you got to keep that guy off his strong hand.
Well, you do, and that time Jakob Poeltl just allowed Morris to take the middle with his right hand, and then Pascal Siakam late on the help.
Lowry three up top, coming off the pin down, no good. Toronto gets a good shot, can't get it down. Brad Stevens wants a timeout. Wow. So we'll take one too, but Sherm, the pace right now definitely favoring the guys in green.
No question about it, and understanding what they're doing right now. Second game of back-to-back, use a timeout, maybe get some legs under your guys, send them back out there to figure some things out.
Timeout on the floor, we'll take a break. Boston 17, Toronto 14. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. National TV in the United States, the worldwide leader in town, big brother of us here at TSN and TSN 1050. So the break's a little longer to accommodate them, gives us a chance to talk, Sherm. And we're talking about the tempo. Neither team's shooting it well right now. Boston's only at 43.8, but Toronto well below that at 31.6, and hence Boston with a little bit of a lead right now, 17-14.
And this is where Boston likes to keep you. Low field goal percentage, really keep transition out of the game for you. And then they just want to execute you to death on the offensive end. They want to cut, they want to lots of dribble penetration, and they do a good job of finishing at the rim, but they can shoot the basketball as well. And if you're the Raptors, the open court is your friend. Get out there and transition off of stops, making sure you move the basketball, get great looks. I think this Celtics team is not equipped right now to play a more of an up-tempo game. And that's where the Raptors have to take advantage of.
Well, you know, it's a big game. ESPN is here and Drake is in the house.
Done.
Drop the mic. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Celtics in the green coming front court left to right with a 17-14 lead. Van Vliet into the game for Toronto with Siakam, Poeltl, Powell, and DeRozan. Morris into the lane, has it stripped, ball knocked away on the ground. They get after it. Norman Powell has it, gets it to Poeltl. Yaka brings it over midcourt, gets it to DeRozan on Ogilvy. DeRozan spins, goes to the baseline, pushed, and they say the foul on Ogilvy as DeRozan loses his balance. And some of the Celtics getting up saying, nah, he just tripped, but referee Dedrick Taylor on that one.
Well, he wasn't. DeMar spun to the baseline, and just enough of a push and contact on the leg of DeMar DeRozan tripped him up, and might have been incidental, but it's still a foul nonetheless.
DeRozan to Van Vliet. Into the lane, tries to get it to Poeltl, kicked. Looks like Fred turned down a wide-open 16-footer, Sherm, trying to make that pocket pass.
Just getting in the game, and Fred Van Vliet just trying to get a feel and a rhythm. But like you said, if that shot presents itself, I like Fred Van Vliet taking that shot.
Jason Tatum will check back in. Interesting chat with former Blue Jay and used to come and run the pickup games with us down at George Brown College. Yep, at GB. Danny Ainge, the general manager of the Celtics. We had a great chat Saturday night in Boston, and he walked me through the whole process of taking Jason Tatum. DeRozan up top to Siakam, far side, right wing, drives into the lane, the lefty layup, no good. Had a great look, couldn't get it down. Back comes Tatum, gets it to Morris. Now straight away to Horford, on the bounce against Siakam. Gets it to Kadeem Allen, rookie out of Arizona. Gets it down low to Greg Monroe, spins on Poeltl, back into the lane, and then tries to kick it out. Siakam there to knock it out of bounds. 1:20 first quarter, shot clock at 7. Celtics to inbound far side left wing.
Pascal Siakam did a good job at doubling down, and he had to make sure he was active, because if that ball had been kicked out to the far 45 on the three-point line, Al Horford was camped out as Pascal Siakam left him wide open, and he would have had a clean look at the three. Good job by Pascal being aggressive on that double team.
Miles into the game for DeRozan. Tatum on the bounce, loses the handle. Here come the Raptors, 2-on-1. Van Vliet on the lob to Powell. It's knocked away by Kadeem Allen. The Raptors save it. Siakam into the corner. Powell catch and shoot. Three, no good. Rebound Morris.
The 2-on-1 didn't work because Fred Van Vliet was flaring out to the three-point line. If he ran to the rim, it wouldn't allow that defender to play two people at once.
Morris driving far side left wing. And on the spin move is fouled. So Greg Monroe will go to the line for two. Monroe coming over after the buyout from Phoenix when he was traded, shooting 71% from the line.
I tell you what, in the playoffs, he can be a valuable piece. I mean, we're not saying the scores are going to be 89-88, but when it slows down.
I was going to say, playing that style absolutely that Boston's like. And Sherm, you know, we see the Raptors do it, San Antonio does it, Golden State doing it. You get a guy that fits your style.
No question about it. And there's so many different scenarios that play out that if it does slow down, you have a guy who can actually operate on the low box.
I'm going to faint.
I am too. I can't believe what just happened.
We just saw a lane violation called on an offensive player wiping out the free throw attempt.
Unbelievable.
So the Celtics lead 18-14 under a minute first quarter. Raptors ball coming right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. Van Vliet on the drive into the lane. Kick to Miles into the corner. Powell, three, no good. Rebound, Poeltl can't squeeze it. Norm's had a couple of good looks from the corner, can't knock him down.
He has, and those are the shots that have to go down. If you're the Raptors, you want to make sure that you capitalize on great passing and good looks.
Horford misses the shot, but in trying to help out, Siakam let Monroe loose on the board, 20-14. Biggest lead of the game for Boston at 6, and Sherm, at this pace, a 6-point lead may as well be 10.
Well, you're right. Classic over-helping by Pascal Siakam there. No need to go. Stay home. Your teammate has the defense locked up.
Van Vliet up top, looking for Miles. Can't find him. Fred pulls for three, in and out. Man, that thing halfway down as the quarter ends, and the Raptors trail the Celtics 20-14.
The Raptors struggling, shooting 26% from the floor. Have taken four more shots than the Celtics, unable to get it going. The offense has to kick in at some point. No better time than starting in the second quarter.
So let's take a break. Second quarter when we come back. Boston up 20-14. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC. Raptors trailing the Celtics 20-14. And we'll take this opportunity to let you know that your second quarter is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners, get approved. Well, Raptors need to approve some more offense, Sherm. As you said, 26% after the first lap of the track. That ain't going to work.
Well, it's not going to work, and the pace of the game is, to me, way too slow right now. There's got to be more of a decisive effort to get that ball off the glass, whether it's a make, a miss, get it up the floor, and just kind of see what you can get early in the shot clock. Nothing's there to run your offense, but the more that this is a grinded out game in the half court, to me, it favors the Boston Celtics, and we saw it in the fourth quarter the last time they played. The Celtics just brought it to a halt. Their defense got tougher. They were able to really lock in the half court, and the Raptors struggled to score the basketball. Some turnovers were forced. The Raptors didn't get the looks that they wanted, and when they got the looks, they hadn't made one in so long. There's probably too much pressure to make those shots, so you just got to be better in terms of executing at a faster pace against a Boston team that really wants to slow this game down.
So Boston inbounding against full court pressure from the Raptors. DeLon Wright out there with Van Vliet, Siakam, Miles, and Poeltl. Boston ball front court coming left to right. Monroe, Kadeem Allen out there with Jason Tatum, Al Horford, and Marcus Morris. Monroe into the lane. Kick to Allen. Wide open three. Near side. No good. Rebound Van Vliet. Here comes Fred. Up the right side, far wing. Raptors working right to left. Siakam to DeLon Wright. Right, far side. Kick to Miles, near side. Three ball, no good. Another good look, didn't go down. Here comes Kadeem Allen.
We were right behind CJ Miles on that shot, and that shot looked right on line. Just a little bit short, caught the inside of the rim.
Morris backing in. Double team, kicks up top. Three in the air from Allen, no good. Rebound Miles. Outlet Van Vliet up the left side near wing. Raptors trying to pick up the pace. Miles drives, finds Poeltl, lay it up and in, and a foul. Great drive by CJ, laying it down for Poeltl, who took the bump and got the three-point opportunity.
Good decision, as you said. They're going to chase CJ Miles off the three-point line. He attacks on the far 45 from the three-point line, gets into the paint, and Jakob Poeltl's defender came to help. He drops it off for the bounce pass, and Allen, who's trying to pinch in from the weak side off of Fred VanVleet, a little bit too late. Jakob Poeltl able to knock that shot down, reversing it on the other side of the basket.
So the Raptors get the three-point play from Poeltl and cut the lead to three at 20-17. Tatum up top on the drive into the lane. Kick out to Horford. Siakam right up on him. Horford goes right. Pascal cuts him off. Back to Morris. Top of the key. Shot clock at two. Fires the three. No good. Missed everything. The Raptors defense staunch on that trip as Toronto gets the stop.
Well, good active hands by Pascal Siakam on Al Horford at the top of the key, not allowing them to run real offense. DeLon Wright did a good job cutting off Jason Tatum, but they eventually got the switch they wanted, but it was too late in the shot clock. So Al Horford couldn't go at CJ Miles.
Van Vliet on the bounce, near side left wing, got Monroe on the switch, gets it back, shakes, cuts, into the lane. Van Vliet throws it up, no good, but fouled by Monroe. Fred goes in there, Sherman, I can't tell you a time when Fred VanVleet has driven to the tin and not been knocked on his wallet.
Well, he's fearless. He's physical. He's not afraid of the contact. And he does a great job of really closing up the space of bigger players as they try to time him to alter his shot. He's got a toughness about him, and
he does.
It's no surprise, you know, you look at the Raptors starting point guard and Kyle Lowry, and you see where Fred VanVleet can kind of build himself and kind of turn himself into a version of that with the same kind of build, has that physicality to him. Not the greatest athlete, but a smart player who understands how to play angles, understands how to get his game off. I just like his demeanor.
2019, VanVleet cuts it to one with the free throws. Monroe on the drive. Hurdle with staunch defense. Here comes Toronto. They get the stop. VanVleet on the run. Gets it to Miles, near side, right wing. Down low, the pass through the hands of Pirtle. Turn it over and give it to the Celtics.
Just a little bit too much hot sauce on that pass. Pirtle unable to carom that pass.
Long jumper, no good by Tatum. Rebound, run down by Boston. Another long jumper, short. Toronto gets this rebound. 9:35, first half. Raptors looking for the lead on this trip. Right, drives, lefty shot blocked by Horford. Quick hit ahead by Allen to Tatum, lays it up and in. Boston goes up 22-19.
Unfortunate for the Raptors, a few possessions where they could have extended the lead, unable to capitalize, and Boston comes back and gets a wide open layup. Again, defensive transition has to be better.
VanVleet to Miles, three ball near side, no good. Rebound, Monroe runs it down. Another good look by CJ, another that barely missed. Here comes Boston front court with a three-point lead. Raptors' only lead has been 2-0. Allen in the lane, finds Horford. Backing in on Siakam. Jump hook in the lane, no good. But Monroe grabs the rebound, puts it back up and in. You get a stop, you need a rebound.
And you can just see Greg Monroe using his size and girth on Jakob Poeltl, and Poeltl just unable to match him from a strength perspective.
Siakam drives in the lane, lefty layup up and in. More conventional layup. That time went down 24-21. Raptors down three.
And you can see Boston paying attention to the scouting report, not allowing Pascal to get to his right hand. That time, as you said, got to his left and finished with his left.
8:15 to go. First half, Boston by three. It's low scoring. We're dancing on one tile all night, folks. Tatum up top on the bounce, and they've got a whistle away from the ball, and the foul will be on C.J. Miles. Illegal use of the hands, and CJ with his palms in front of his chest facing skyward saying to Ed Malloy, "What? Where is that?" Rozier back in. So it's Boston inbounding near side right wing. Lucas Nogueira in for Jakob Poeltl, and he'll try to hang on to Greg Monroe.
Morris having a little chat with Drake right now. You know, Drake likes to talk to a few players on the sideline.
Raptors get the turnover on the inbound. DeLon Wright drive to Nogueira, jams it down. Lucas in the game right away, gets the dunk. Toronto cuts the lead to one.
I tell you what, nifty pass by DeLon Wright, but Lucas Nogueira with great hands.
Drake is in Morris's kitchen as he turned it over on the inbound pass. You know Drake is working that like the B-side. Up top. Rozier drives in the lane, scoops it up, no good. Monroe with the rebound, blocked by Siakam, but they got the foul on Pascal.
Again, overhelping. Rozier has to make a tough layup. He's floating to his right. Lucas Nogueira comes over, tries to provide assistance, but it's unnecessary. And when he does that, he lets Greg Monroe loose on the weak side of the glass. Now Pascal Siakam has to dive back. Inside position by Monroe. You're going to get the foul call. You can't overhelp. You've got to trust that the defender on the ball is going to do their job, and you got to stay home and make sure you put a body on somebody. Just going after it to make a play, if it's not there, you don't make it because you're compromising yourself on the glass.
7:37 to go. Monroe makes the first free throw. 25-23 Boston. Second one in the air by the man they call the Moose out of Georgetown, originally drafted by the Pistons. And then left to go be a free agent to the Bucks, traded to Phoenix, and then released. Makes two, 26-23, Boston. DeLon Wright, far side, right wing, drives. Kick out top, Van Vliet, up fake, drives on Rozier, into the lane. Fred lays it up and in. 26-25, Raptors cut the lead to one. Fred with the blow by.
Rozier, afraid of that three-point shot, closed out hard on Fred Van Vliet. He did the right thing, put the ball on the floor and get to the bucket.
Drive the closeout, as Fred did, Sherm. That's love the way they do that. Rozier in the lane to Monroe, up fake on Nogueira. Drives, throws it into the corner. And they got the offensive foul on Monroe after he passed it off. Van Vliet doing his best Kyle Lowry. Raptors going to have a chance for the lead when we come back.
Solid job by the Raptors defensively to help clean up Lucas Nogueira's mistake of leaving his feet. Fred Van Vliet coming up big.
Let's take a break. 6:56 to go, first half. Boston 26, Toronto 25. You're listening to Raptors basketball from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, 6:56 to go, first half. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Steve Eliopoulos, Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson. 6:56 away with Josh Lewinberg, Sean Lavery. They're up in the booth here at the ACC. Back at Raptor Central, Keith Bauer and J.P. Ricciuto. And we'll tell you that you can win a pair of tickets to the 2018 BioSteel All-Canadian Game this Monday, April 9th. We'll be giving away a pair each game this week. Yes, tonight included. Listen post-game for your cue to call. So the Raptors, a chance for the lead here, Sherm, as they have done a really nice job. The bench, again, outscoring Boston's, or hanging right with Boston's bench, outscored them big in the last game, and they've gotten Toronto back in this.
Yeah, Fred Van Vliet has been really good for the Raptors, and, you know, through 55, 60 games of the season, there was no question about this bench, and then all of a sudden there's some questions when the bench has a few bad games. Listen, they're still the bench they are. Every player, every group goes through some bad stretches. The Raptors bench had a bit of a lull the last few games. They'll be back.
Van Vliet out there with Lowry, Wright, Miles, and Nogueira. Miles, three, good, down the bottom of the well. CJ still shooting him with conviction. 28-26, Raptors up by two.
Hey, when that's your job, man, you got to keep on shooting that ball. Make or miss, keep on letting it fly when you get good looks.
That's a shooter's credo. Miss till you make, make till you miss. Lowry knocks it off the leg of Morris. Out of bounds, Toronto ball. Miles brings it front court. Raptors in white, moving right to left. All of a sudden, a spark from the hometown Raptors, Sherm. Van Vliet into the lane, drives, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Nogueira, kick out. Send it to Lowry, swing it to Miles for three, no good. Rebound, Marcus Morris.
I don't know if I like Lucas Nogueira kicking that ball out when he's under the rim, two hands on the ball. You're 7 feet, go up and dunk the basketball.
DeLon Wright with a steal on the Jaylen Brown entry pass. Here comes Toronto. Van Vliet, far side, right wing, on the bounce. Yo-yos down to the baseline. Kick to DeLon Wright, up fake. Drives into the lane, lay it up and in. DeLon finds a crease. Toronto has its biggest lead of the game at 30-26.
Good patience, surveyed what the defense was trying to take away. Attack with the right hand, got all the way to the rim.
Ogilvy up top, drive into the lane, loses the ball. Run out for Lowry, breakaway layup, up and in. 6-point Toronto lead, timeout. Brad Stevens, the Raptors on an 8-0 run.
How about the defense by the Raptors? The Celtics with 11 turnovers in this game, giving up 16 points. That end of the floor working out, fueling their offense.
Well, that's what Toronto does, Sherm. You called it. Points off turnovers. Raptors near the top of the NBA, eighth, getting 17.5 points a game. So let's take a break and come back. Toronto 32, Boston 26. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC, 5:29 to go, first half. Toronto leading Boston, 32-26. What a second quarter it's been for Toronto, outscoring the Celtics 18-6.
But it's about the stops. It's about the defensive side of the basketball that's been fueling the Raptors' offense, and we've been talking about this all broadcast, the tempo of the game needed to change. How do you change that? You can push it off of rebounds. You can push it off of makes. But if you can create turnovers and open the floor up, which is what the Raptors have been able to do, that, to me, not only creates tempo, creates confidence defensively, creates easier looks on the offensive end, and you're not grinding it out in the half court every possession. And that, to me, has been the difference. The defense has opened up the offense.
2 of 10 are the Celtics in this quarter. As the Raptors, as you said, Sherm, picking up the D, and it's paying off. Rozier, Ogilvie, Baines, Brown, and Morris back in for the Celtics in the green, moving left to right. And they've got a foul on DeLon Wright against Jaylen Brown, far side left wing. Raptors counter with Nogueira, Miles, Wright, Van Vliet, and Lowry.
Raptors going to need the depth in the second game of a back-to-back. You need those guys, 8 through 11, whomever is coming off that bench needs to have impact. And right now we're seeing that consistently with the bench, with Kyle Lowry in the game as the only starter.
Rozier to Ogilvie straight away. Now to Morris, drives, pull-up jumper on Miles, no good. Rebound, DeLon Wright. The Raptor run continues.
And that's the switch you'll take. If CJ Miles has to defend a perimeter Morris, that's okay. But if he's got to defend him on the block, not good.
Miles to Wright, near side, left wing, shot clock at 10. Going to go to work on Ogilvie. On the switch now, Wright drives on Rozier, spins. The shot partially blocked by Rozier.
What great recovery on that play.
Great D by Rozier. Brown, foul line jumper on the push-off. No good. Rebound, DeLon Wright.
He called that right. That right arm for Jaylen Brown definitely extended and pushing Fred VanVleet off.
Miles into the lane. Goes for the dunk. Can't get it. Saved by DeLon Wright as CJ went to put somebody on a poster. Just had a little bit too much sauce on it. Ogilvie, reverse layup. No good. Because Jaylen Brown ran over Kyle Lowry on the pass. No jump stop, the charge, turn it over, give it to Toronto.
Surprise, surprise, Kyle Lowry erasing that play by the Celtics by standing in there and drawing the charge and sacrificing his body, number 2 on the game. And for everybody that complains about Kyle's performances offensively, don't forget about what he's bringing on the defensive end.
Sherm, last night in Cleveland, I know he didn't shoot the ball well, but his defense was tenacious. He was up into Calderon, making him work. Jose took the challenge, but that doesn't mean you back down. And Kyle has been making a concerted effort to pick up his defense.
Well, he has, and he's playing a few more minutes, and, you know, he's trying to exert energy on both sides of the basketball. It's a bit more difficult now trying to find that balance, but he will definitely find that balance.
Ibaka, up fake, drive, pull up, jumper, no good. Rebound tipped up and in. DeLon Wright sailing in, rappelling from the ceiling, tipping that one home. Toronto up 34-26.
That was a great tip in by DeLon Wright, but Serge Ibaka with a wide open jump shot, unable to knock it down.
Horford drives, bumped by Ibaka. They wipe it out as he tried to get continuation, but the bump was on the floor.
Again, a better matchup for the Raptors. Al Horford trying to post up Serge Ibaka, but Serge has to be a bit more solid defensively and not give up that much ground.
3:50, first half. Raptors up 34-26. Tatum into the lane. Now on the bounce, stops, kicks it out to Ogilvie. To Horford, left wing, far side. Lowry all over him. Horford jumper good and the foul. Lowry knew it. Raised his right index finger right away. Horford with a chance for a three-point play.
Just a tough situation. Horford, whose release is pretty high in terms of the jump shot. And you think about Kyle Lowry at the free throw line trying to be pesky, get underneath him. But Horford able to just raise up over the top and knock that shot down. Horford is such a solid player.
He
understands how to score on the block. He can score from 18 feet. He can shoot the three. Defensively, he's an anchor back there for the Celtics. I mean, as much as we talk about the young talent, Al Horford is just as important as anybody on the roster for the Boston Celtics.
11-year vet a Florida Gator.
Part of a 60-win team in Atlanta.
That's right. Knows what winning's about. 34-29, Raptors by 5. 3:20 to go, first half. Lowry, up fake, drive into the lane. Kick out Ibaka, swing it to Nogueira. Get it back to DeRozan, shot clock at 3. DeRozan, pull up, jumper, no good. Rebound to Abdel Nader. The Egyptian-born Nader coming into the game out of Iowa State. Ogilvy, corner 3, no good. Rebound, DeLon Wright.
Great recognition by Lucas Nogueira to come over quickly and help on Greg Monroe on the block.
Lowry, pull up, jumper, good. Over the outstretched arm of Nader. Toronto up 36-29, 7-point lead, 2:45 first half.
Good to see a clean look for Kyle go down. Offense is going to be important.
Raptors get a steal. DeLon Wright on the run. Lays it up and in. Far side, Toronto. Largest lead of the game at 9. 38-29. DeLon doing the job. Abdel Nader can't get it in. And they finally get it to Tatum. Raptors by 9. 2:20. The crowd energized here at the old Bay Street Barn. Tatum in the lane. Has it stripped. Ibaka brings it front court. 3-on-2. Right to Ibaka. On the bounce, surge into the lane, jump hook up and in. Toronto by 11, 40-29. And Brad Stevens says, slow it down, let's run something.
And that's 14 turnovers now, leading to 22 points for the Raptors. Their defense making it all happen here in the second quarter.
Boston only 33%. Brown shot blocked. Here comes Toronto. DeRozan up the far side, right wing. On the bounce, into the lane. Kicks to Lowry on Jason Tatum. Minute 40, first half, Toronto up 40-29. DeLon Wright, up fake, into the corner. DeRozan, catch and shoot, 3 in the bottom of the well. Timeout, Brad Stevens. Toronto by 14, 43-29.
The Raptors getting everything they want offensively, hinged on their defense, doing a good job of really translating that defense into great looks on the offensive end. That time, DeLon Wright with a good penetrating punch dribble, sucked in the defender off DeMar DeRozan, pitches it to the corner. DeMar is able to knock down the 3. Good offensive execution.
Boston only 3 of 15 in this quarter. Toronto with a 14-point lead, 43-29, and Sherm again. With the pace of the game, the way Boston plays, this is a huge hill to climb for the Celtics.
Oh, no question about it. First quarter, 0 fast break points for the Raptors. Second quarter, 9 fast break points. Getting after it defensively. They forced 9 turnovers in the second quarter, and they've scored 17 points off those turnovers. The defensive side of the basketball has been able to fuel and power the transition game, which is leading to great offensive looks. And we talked about the Raptors in that first quarter really struggling in terms of field goal percentage, shooting only 26%. They've got it up to almost 41%. Not setting the world on fire, but to creep up that much, that means you're getting great looks. The Raptors doing a great job getting premier looks at the basket off their defense.
As you said, Sherm, the turnovers really helping too. Getting 3-on-1s, those are tough to stop. 43-29, Raptors by 14. Celtics with 9 points in the second quarter. Morris, jumper on the elbow, got it near side, right wing. Raptors see their lead cut to 43-31. DeLon Wright, front court. Straight away against Tatum. Loses him on the crossover, into the lane, kick out to Nogueira. Now to Lowry, raises up for a 3, no good. Long rebound, Rozier. Up the middle of the court. Rozier now finds Morris. Up fake, drive into the lane. Kick out Tatum. Now to Horford. Hesitates. The 3, no good. Nogueira with the challenge. Raptors get the rebound. 40 seconds. First half. DeRozan, 3, no good. Going the 2-for-1. Nogueira fouled on the rebound. Lucas active on the other end. Toronto keeping the possession alive. They'll inbound left side near wing.
DeMar DeRozan trying to go for the 2-for-1 right there and gets a shot up. Thought he was fouled on that 3-point shot, but Lucas Nogueira down there amongst all the green jerseys able to come up with a whistle, creating another possession for the Raptors.
Great activity by Lucas.
Absolutely.
DeRozan fall away jumper, no good. Rebound Horford. Toronto's still going to get another look on the two-for-one, but here comes Boston left to right. Down low, Tatum on Lowry. Pushes off, turnaround jumper, good. Two bumps into the chest of Lowry, and Dwayne Casey in the ear of Ed Malloy. And you know what? If Lowry flops on that, he gets a call. I'd like to see the refs call it without a guy going to the ground.
Well, you're right. I agree with that. But how about the poise of the young fellow, yes, Jason Tatum, going against a veteran Kyle Lowry, has a distinct size advantage, but does a great job, as you said, two shoulders to the chest, paves the way to the baseline.
7 seconds to go, first half. DeRozan drives left, spins back to the right on Morris, shoulder shake, up fake, steps in, floats it up, no good. But Toronto takes an 11-point lead to the locker room at recess, a 10-point lead, 43-33 Raptors.
Well, if you're the Boston Celtics, you don't like how that second quarter went, but you like the end of it. You got an offensive look. You're able to defensively get some stops. Better, more flow for the Celtics. If you're the Raptors, you come out of the locker room with the same type of defensive mentality.
So we'll take a break. Wheeler, Watson, Lewenberg for your halftime listening information. Toronto leads by 10. 43-33 Raptors. It's halftime, and you are listening to Raptors basketball from the ACC on TSN 1050 Toronto.